Thus, one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Why should one regard us as that? Because that is what we are, and that is how we should act. We are servants of Christ, which means we're not in control of our own lives, we're not in control of our own destinies. Rather, what we are is we are those who would serve Christ and do His will, not our own. We are stewards in that all that we have is not really our own. It comes to us from God, and it is given to us to do His will and not our own. And it is He who we are accountable for. Now, it says, of course, that it is, now, of course, it is that we require the stewards that they be found trustworthy. We don't really have stewardship that much in our own day and age. But in the ancient world, you know, a steward was one you entrusted your property to, and he could pretty well do whatever with it that, you know, he wanted. And if you had a just steward, he would try to increase your property and spend it for only the things that were good for you. If you had an unjust steward, he would do whatever he wanted with your property. Yeah, they had far fewer laws in the ancient world. Well, God expects us to do good things and holy things and righteous things with the things that He has given us. And we will be judged on whether we are trustworthy or not. And who will judge us? Well, we won't be, you know, the judgment of other people really won't matter on the day of judgment. You know, it's not as if, you know, people will be called to give testimony to or against you and go, well, you know, I'm God and I think you're great, but Bob over here thinks you're rotten, so you're going to hell because Bob doesn't like you. No, that's not how it is. It's entirely upon the judgment of Christ. We also don't judge ourselves. Sometimes some people have got the idea that as long as it's okay with your conscience, you can do whatever you want. Your conscience is not the ultimate judge. God is. You know, our conscience is trustworthy if it is a well-informed conscience and a conscience informed by the gospel. But otherwise, you know, we can't just say, well, my conscience said it was okay, and expect to get off. So now, there's such a thing as ignorance and some other, you know, nuances on that. But really, the point is, it's not about us. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ. It is He that we serve, and He that we are answerable to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.